I'm joined now by Coach Melinda Bates, head coach for the girls' golf team for Garden City High School. And the Lady Buffs finished fifth in 2012. They get two top 10 medalists. And, of course, Abby Campbell takes a third-place spot, shooting a 78. Abby Shaddix with an 80. Certainly the girls would have liked to have had a little bit better performance on the greens. But overall, on the course down at Rolling Hills Country Club, it was a good performance for them. But still not as good as you'd like to have had. And with me, Coach Bates, you made the comment in our postgame wrap-up on the Buffalo Stampede show that you really were dismayed a little bit about the fact that Mays got up there to the number two spot. You beat them a couple times on the year.
Yeah, just knowing that we could have been there, because I think you kind of base yourself off of your competition, and then they've been our competition the whole season. And so to see them up there, it kind of made us realize that could have been us. If it would have been our best day, too, we could have been right up there with them, because we beat them on our best day, and they've beat us a couple times, too. So we've gone back and forth, and I wish this time we would have came up out on top.
Exactly. It's been a neck-and-neck race all year long between you and Mays, and a lot of tournaments. Certainly has been. Overall thought about the girls' performance?
It was a great day. The girls have been working so hard this season, and they've played real well throughout the day, and there's just a few bumps in the road and things you can't... I mean, it's golf, and it's going to happen in golf, but if they were satisfied with how they played, then they wouldn't be enjoying golf, because you always want to keep going, getting better. So I like to see that they weren't quite satisfied, because that just forces them to go out and try to reach even higher.
I was interested to hear that the comment was made that this course seemed to fit your girls better. Did you feel that too as well?
I did. I think it fit our games. It was a little short for some of our girls, but that just makes them focus, I think, and learn and keep focused during the game. But I think it did fit our games really well. It was pretty easy for us to stay in the fairways. I didn't see us in much trouble. I didn't hear of us going into too many hazards. With practicing where we do, we kind of, you know, fairways where you need to be, because you could lose your ball in any of the gunch at Southwind or Buffalo Dunes, and or it could be the hardest shot. So we try to keep ourselves out of trouble, and this type of course where there is no trouble like that really suits us, I think.
How does it make you feel? You got a very young team. You only lose one senior that was able to play for you this year. We don't want to forget Audrey Gerber, that was not able to come back out this year because of the injury she sustained last track season, and, of course, with the surgery she had. But you only lose one senior, and really a lot of talent coming back.
Oh, yes. I'm very encouraged for next year. And right now the girls are so motivated, and they were wanting, I think this kind of brought it out. And I'm like, oh, we could really do this if we can do this. And it's our first season out, or it's my first trip to state. And I think I'm really encouraged, especially at the way they're wanting to continue to work hard. And just leading into next year, it just gives so much potential that's there.
Coach, congratulations. Thanks for the comments.
Thank you.